This week in high school sports highlights standout performances from the state's biggest stars as 8 football teams are crowned champions at Ford Field. Hello everyone, I'm John Ross. Welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The 2020 high school football season in Michigan is in the books, and 8 11-player teams will go down as Michigan High School Athletic Association champions. In Division 8, Centerville stopped Ubley 22-0 to capture the school's first football championship. The Bulldogs won a school record 11 games in Coach Jerry Schultz's first year as coach. Their defense was a story all year, allowing just 29 points total and holding Ubley to 142 yards of total offense. Sam Todd ran for a touchdown and threw 2 touchdown passes to Tyler Swanwick. In Division 7, New Lothrop raced out to a 28-point lead over Traverse City St. Francis and held on for a 42-35 win, giving the Hornets its third football title. Julius Garza scored 4 total touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 receiving, and 1 via an 83-yard kickoff return for New Lothrop. They finished the season 11-0. The Gladiators ended the season 9-3. Montague claimed its third football title with a Division 6 win over Clinton. Drew Collins threw for 3 touchdowns and scored 2 more on the ground in the 40-14 win. All 3 of the touchdown passes went to Sam Smith, who had 96 yards receiving. Montague ended undefeated at 12-0. Clinton finished 10-2. And for the 4th time in 5 years, Grand Rapids Catholic Central ended its season with a win in the championship game. This time, the Cougars are Division 5 champs, beating Frankenmuth 48-21. Quarterback Joey Silveri threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for 3 more, the second straight year he's accounted for 6 scores in the title game. CC ended 11-0 and handed the 11-1 Eagles their only loss. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Among the rule changes in high school football for the 2021 school year is an adjustment in the penalty assessed to the defense for disconcerting acts and sounds. Among the gamesmanship that sometimes takes place near the line of scrimmage at the start of the play, defensive players have been known to make sounds or act in a manner which otherwise might distract an offensive player waiting for the snap signal. Previously, the most egregious of these actions would be penalized 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. But beginning this year, the disconcerting act foul is a 5-yard penalty. The change in the rule actually makes it more likely that this kind of behavior will be flagged and may eventually lead to a reduction of this kind of activity.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Continuing our recap of football championship games, in Division 4, Detroit Country Day shut out Cadillac 13-0. The Yellow Jackets had lost in the finals 5 times since 2007 before Saturday's win at Ford Field. Cadillac finished its season 8-3, Country Day at 9-2. DeWitt beat 2019 champion River Rouge 40-30 to capture the Division 3 title, its first state football championship. Quarterback Tyler Holtz accounted for 5 touchdowns, 4 through the air and 1 on the ground for the undefeated Panthers. River Rouge got 4 touchdowns from its QB, Marianne Herbowski, and finished the year 9-2. In Division 2, Muskegon-Mona Shores is a repeat champion, beating Warren De La Salle Collegiate 25-19. Brady Rose ran for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Sailors, who ended the year 12-0. De La Salle finished 7-5. And in Division 1, West Bloomfield grabbed its first ever football championship, beating Davison 41-0. The Lakers got 3 touchdowns and 257 yards, the 8th most in finals history, from running back Donovan Edwards. West Bloomfield ended 10-1, Davison 11-1. For more, go to secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.